Wow, what a crowd. It's so fabulous to see all of you here. I was so happy to hear the speech from each one, from our customers, from the founders, and to see so many people who are really, for my colleagues, when we were starting out on this little adventure of Novus 20 years ago. And it was really inspiring to hear what all of you have been doing in different parts of the world. Don's right. I get my wife, Betty, here is in the front row. She knows she's mostly a widow because I'm usually somewhere else. And it's like when I come back, I'm always talking about something that I've learned. Last week in Brazil and visiting the farmers there in Alagoas was a very special and moving time for me. The Portuguese, or the Brazilians, can go on for a long time in Portuguese with speeches, however. That it was quite remarkable. By the time they acknowledged every person in the room, the next one started over again, acknowledging every person in the room, and it took hours, but it was fabulous, and it was a passion that I actually saw of the people there, and how important it was for them to be doing something in their local community, how important it was for them, because they really are business people, they have their business to do, their operations to run, but the fact that we're all looking at how in small ways we can work together to take the technologies that we have today, to try and address those great needs that you already heard that Bill Danforth describe, those increasing needs you heard that Marcos describe. How in the world are we going to be able to do this? Where will it come from? And what I've learned is that, yes, there's going to be an important part of it that's going to come from new technologies, sophisticated technologies, a lot of R&D development, and the people at Danforth Plant Science Center are working very hard in that area. But just as much of it is going to come from sharing what we already have, working with people in the world today, the ones out there who need our help now, and actually it's not charity. We talk about this quite a bit at Novus in terms of sustainability, corporate social responsibility. There's nothing to do with charity. Although we give contributions to the local community, we are happy to contribute in our local community. And certainly there's a money aspect to it. But what I always think is most important is the human element, is really reaching out and working with people on the ground, sharing our knowledge with them in a respectful way, in a way that actually recognizes their ability and their ability to take what they can learn from us and actually turn it into something more. I saw that so much last week in Brazil, where we had done a very small thing in terms of teaching them some basic nutrition in poultry, and they had already self-organized into an association that already self-organized to the point of actually having a brand of chicken. And the brand had a cactus there on it, on the label. It was amazing because as they have started working there on using a form of cactus, which was fed into the dairy industry before, and now looking with the university and looking with Novus, how we can use that as a new source of feed for these chickens is amazing. It's amazing what they could do. Even not understanding Portuguese, I could understand when someone stood up in front of the mayor, in front of the Secretary of Agriculture, in front of this old town of people, and he made a passionate speech about what the difference it was making for his families and those few hundred people coming together and working hard. So, Tricia, I'm totally off of my script here, but I always do that to you. So I want to... It's also important, we talked about recognizing our customers everywhere. I really do appreciate your coming from so far. So we have 36 customers from 15 different countries. But I also want to acknowledge that Novus is very diverse as an organization. We have more than 20 nationalities working right here in St. Charles, Missouri. Imagine that. So, and I think they're all legal. I think so. But we work very hard to maintain that, because it's not diversity for the sake of having diversity. It's because of the richness that it gives to us in terms of being a community and understanding how we can be a better servant to our customers all around the world. More than two-thirds of the people of Novus are outside the United States, and you see all these flags. I guess these are the flags that were hanging inside. They're now hanging here. We have these flags. We are present in more than 90 countries. We have actually offices in almost 50. And I'm very proud. In the past year, 11 in Africa. which, of course, are only 53 plus one countries in Africa, so it's only a start. But it's an important start. And we had a review this morning of how far and how important. And what we've already been able to do is make an impact in that continent. And I'm very happy we have people from Africa with us in terms of some of the projects we're doing there, like with Egerton University. There's also another group here I wanted to recognize, the hard work. You've heard some reference to the Novus Management System. What in the world is that? But when Joe Privet first came in, you know, it was the first year with Joe Privet was like the Book of the Month Club. Every month he was giving to us a new business book. And it's like, we have a business to run. We have set up a whole organization. And he was very focused on how we were going to grow an organization for the long-term future. And that first year, he was thinking, he was studying a lot about that. And we learned from that, and we came to the principles of requisite organization developed by Elliot Jacks, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago. But he was quite a visionary, Elliot and Joe as well, because taking those principles and working with Nancy Lee, who I believe is somewhere out there, and with Sabrina and all the team that we have put together over the years, we were able to embed those basic principles of how we wanted to organize. And it's made it so much easier since then to grow the organization. It's made it so much easier to bring new people into the organization. That was very nice that Joe was asking people to stand up from the different decades. But the reality of it is not just the ones who are here. It's actually growing outside of this group, growing in all parts of the world. To be able to acquire a company like we did with IQF and NMX, and to have a very, not easy, but let's say a reasonably quick integration, and to have people like Tonchis, who's here, to feel already, I believe, from the first day that he was a part of Novus. And that's really what's very important. That's what comes from our Novus Management System. It sets the clarity of our goals. It sets the clarity with regard to our expectations. It sets clear decision-making, authority, and accountability. We've heard a lot about integrity and innovation. And those words not usually go together. It's not a concept that you very well think about together. But for us, it's very fundamental. Integrity, you saw, is really a part of our core values from the beginning. It comes from many aspects. Maybe because I'm a lawyer. I don't know. Many lawyers have no integrity. So I don't think it comes from that. So I think it really comes from a point that what we know is if we are consistent with ourselves and we're consistent with our customers and we're reliable as a customer to our customers, then we will have that integrity they need to have to build those long-term relationships. And our industry is very small. Despite being global and serving global needs of feeding 6.5 billion people, actually you go around the world and you have the same people you're coming across over and over again. So they know if you have integrity. They know if they can rely upon you as a good supplier. So it's very good business to actually have high integrity, morally as well, but it's good business. Innovation means different things to different people. It can mean in terms of technological development, but to me what it mostly means is the application of technology. What's really innovative, instead of being what's inventive, what's innovative is actually getting technology into the hands of people in the way they can use it. So to me, the Alagoas project is very innovative because it's really getting to the hands of people who can then use their own creativity to go beyond that. So to respect the global collaboration that we have, you've heard much about that. We have many other examples, and I wouldn't want to bore you all. I encourage you to read our sustainability report. So sometime in July, we'll be issuing our 2010 sustainability report. We made a commitment to this starting about 5 years ago. This will be our third report, that we are measuring ourselves against our own goals. And we're reporting. We're transparent. We don't have to do this. We're not a public company. But because we are a part of the food chain, which we always remind ourselves, it's very important that we are as transparent to our customers and we have a high expectation of transparency from our suppliers. It was just at the 25th anniversary of Alamut production at Chocolate Bayou in Texas. We went down and had a similar event for the employees there and talked to them in this large chemical complex that they are a part of this food chain. The work they do every day, and they may not realize it. And this is one of the things that's so important to me as we talk to our suppliers, to remind them of the very high quality that we need to have. So I want to close by once again recognizing the hard work that was put in by the founders. I was so pleased to see so many people who were here from the beginning of Novus or came in that first decade, as Joe said. The efforts that they made may today be kind of lost in the distant fog of history. But I think we should really respect them. Many of them are here. I won't start claiming names because I'm sure I didn't even see everyone today. But I do take my hat off to you and the hard work. I was a part of that team, but I was the kind of the lawyer. I was, as Joe Palermo said, the TP that was on the far end away from all the other TPs. And if you go into the little conference room in the lobby with the red couches, you'll see what I'm talking about. But I sometimes feel the same way now, because you move from being general counsel to being CEO, and you're sometimes still in that little teepee that's kind of far off to the side there, because people only tell you sometimes what they want you to know or what you think you want to know. And that's one of the reasons I so much want to be sure and hear directly from all of you, hear directly from our customers, what are the challenges, what are the opportunities. And I'm very confident that working together, we're going to be able to achieve the Novus vision of helping to feed the world wholesome and affordable food and achieve a better quality of life. Thank you.